My feelings would have been mixed, regardless of the Supreme Court's verdict. Of course, the partisan manipulation of legislative district boundaries is deeply concerning in the extent to which it can dilute the representation of the supporters of the minority party. Yet I do have some reservations about the extent to which federal courts should be intervening in these issues. The primary one is that partisan gerrymandering is somewhat hard to detect and measure. The Republicans obtain a significant advantage in legislative districting through a pattern of political geography where Democratic voters are highly clustered in urban areas while Republican voters are more spread out. Thus, neutral boundaries that create compact and contiguous legislative districts can lead to a disproportionate number of GOP-held districts because Democratic votes get wasted in the cities. It can be very hard to distinguish this natural gerrymander from deliberate partisan efforts to rig outcomes. While there have been a number of efforts to measure partisan gerrymanders, I'm not persuaded that any of them do a very good job. The results vary a lot. In my experience, the courts are not very good at adjudicating the statistical disputes. Thus, judges are likely to choose those measures that give them the outcomes that conform to their ideological or partisan interests. A second reason that partisan gerrymandering may be necessary to obtain partisan fair outcomes. Recall that Republicans have a natural advantage because Democrats are clustered in the cities. The way to offset this effect is to break cities into multiple districts that contain significant suburban populations. But because doing so would violate existing criteria of minimizing the fragmentation of municipalities, a judge might strike such a plan down for partisan gerrymandering, thus denying the Democrats the opportunity to offset the Republicans' natural gerrymander. Finally, given the growing polarization and partisanship among the federal judiciary, I think we need to be vigilant about having its power over these sorts of issues expand even more. Obviously, the decision means that the current districting plans will presumably remain in effect through 2022. However, it is possible for certain plans to be struck down under state constitutions, as has happened recently in Pennsylvania. I would note, however, that pro-Republican plans, such as those in North Carolina and Michigan, may turn out to be a curse for the GOP. A partisan GOP gerrymander is typically one in which the GOP gives itself a slight advantage in as many suburban districts as possible. However, if the GOP's decline in the suburbs continues its trend that started in 2018, several of those districts may flip blue, leaving the Republicans at a disadvantage in districts that they themselves drew. Although practical considerations give me some sympathy for the decision, I'm troubled by what it says about the court. The decision was based on the doctrine of political questions, which held that courts should not intervene in certain disputes involving the other branches of government. In theory, there is nothing inherently ideological or partisan about that doctrine. Yet the votes on the Supreme Court followed a precise ideological pattern, with all conservative Republican justices supporting the majority opinion and all Democratic liberal justices in the minority. But ironically, this is the sort of judicial branch polarization which makes the political question doctrine an important one.